It's called the windscreen phenomenon in the UK. Call it the windshield phenomenon here. You're driving down a country road at night, and when you get to your destination, there are bugs all over your windshield. If it seems like that is happening less and less, maybe you're just not driving on the right roads. But there is a new study that suggests another possibility, that there's been a drop in the number of flying insects. Researchers found that more than three-quarters of the flying insects in nature preserves across Germany have disappeared over the past three decades. Biologist Dave Golson is one of them. Dave, we've heard a lot about honeybees dying, butterflies disappearing. What's different about this study?
This one is a bit more dramatic in that it's all insects, all flying insects anyway, which is most insects. It's not just one species. It seems like there's basically a kind of wholesale collapse of wild insects, which we should be really worried about.
I mean, three-quarters of the flying insects in Germany, that sounds really bad. Do we know why this is happening?
We don't know for sure. We can take a kind of educated guess. The studies were done on little nature reserves. They tend to be kind of islands surrounded by farmland. And I think it's likely that it's how the surrounding land is being managed, because the nature reserves themselves haven't really changed. But the surrounding landscape is full of these big kind of monoculture crops treated with lots of insecticides. And flying insects, obviously, nobody can tell them to stay on the nature reserve. You know, you'd be okay if you don't leave. And so they fly about and they leave the nature reserve. And I think they just don't often come back. The most of the landscape is essentially kind of hostile.
And what would you say is the connection between these big monoculture farms and the disappearing insects?
There are lots of aspects to it, but essentially, if you're any kind of insect or really any kind of wildlife, there isn't much for you in a modern farm. You know, there's just a big field of wheat or barley or corn or whatever it might be. There are virtually no weeds, so there are no little flowers around the edges. If you do find anything to eat, it's probably been contaminated with a whole bunch of pesticides, including some really potent insecticides that are used these days. So we've turned a huge proportion of the surface of the world into a fairly bleak and inhospitable place for life other than the crop.
Is there a connection to climate change at all?
We don't think so. We spent ages analyzing these data with respect to weather patterns to see if that explained what was going on. And it does explain kind of year to year variation in numbers. You know, some years are warmer than others and better for bugs than others. But it doesn't explain at all the long-term trend, this three-quarter of insects disappearing.
So when there are fewer bugs, I know a lot of people might see that as good news, but explain why it is not.
Yeah, it makes me really sad when people think that the disappearance of our bugs is a good thing. Obviously, some are pests. Some are mosquitoes or crop pests or whatever. But the vast majority of insects are benign. They do all sorts of really vitally important things. Actually, they make up about two-thirds of all life on Earth. They pollinate about three-quarters of the crops we grow. They're food for most birds and lizards and amphibians and bats and so on. So if we were to lose the insects, we would lose most of our crops, we would lose all the flowers from the countryside, and we'd lose most of the bird life, the mammal life, and so on. So essentially, we're talking about complete catastrophe for life on Earth.
Yeah, it would be essentially impossible to live on planet Earth without insects, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
The study measured the biomass of flying insects trapped at more than 60 nature preserves, but just nature preserves in Germany. Is this likely to be happening in other parts of the world?
So far as we know, there's no reason why this should be just happening in Germany. The way we farm is very similar everywhere else. So my guess is this is happening everywhere.
So what is the big takeaway for you and your colleagues after this research?
I hope that this is sufficiently dramatic that people will sit up and listen and realize that actually we are doing irrevocable damage to the Earth's environment and we can't carry on. We really need to start changing our ways and look after the planet better.
On a personal level, does that mean just, you know, trying to find your local farmer's market?
That's a good start. You don't use pesticides. Try and grow your own food, buy organic food, local farmers. Yeah, exactly. If we all did that, the world would be a much better place. Eat a little bit less meat, too.
Dave Golson, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Dave Golson is a biology professor at the University of Sussex and co-author of a new study in the online journal PLOS ONE, documenting massive insect die-offs in Germany.